Governors from six Midwestern states meet today in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to try to reach consensus over the water levels of the Missouri River. The upper basin is in the fifth year of a drought. River levels are so low that hydroelectric plants are having trouble generating enough electricity. South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds wants water held back before the river gets even lower. Without new measures, some predict downstream states could encounter rolling electricity blackouts next year. Kara Hetland of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Effects of the drought can be seen here at what may be the most important dam on the Missouri River, Gavin's Point. Gavin's Point manager Dave Becker points out water marks on a concrete wall about 10 feet above the river.
That's probably when we're at maximum output here. And in those higher water years, like the late 90s, we had some very, very wet years. And we're releasing, you know, in the order of 35,000 cubic feet per second.
The water that flows through the dam is half that now. Because of low water, hydropower production is down more than a third from last year. Since this is the last dam on the Missouri River, it's the one that determines how much water flows to neighboring states. And it's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that makes that determination and controls the spigot. Experts predict that by next year, the river will be so low, the Corps will be forced to turn the water down to a trickle. That's why Governor Mike Rounds is asking governors in affected states to pressure the Corps to change its operating procedure, detailed in what's called the Master Manual. Army Corps spokesman Paul Johnston says the manual takes into account both flooding and drought situations.
We've made a commitment to the people of the basin that we're not going to make a change to that Master Manual without a very public process. The last time we had a public process on a significant change, it took us 14 years, so we'll... I think in the near term that we'll probably stick with the plan that's already out there.
After all, Johnston says, it just might rain. But if it doesn't, 18 coal-fired power plants downstream are in trouble because they rely on the river for cooling water. John Cruz, professor at the University of Missouri, says there may not be enough water in the river to cool the power plants, and he predicts they have to shut down a third of the time.
You can't move enough power around if you get significant demands all along the river. And you're particularly talking about, you know, the big city areas. You've got, you know, the Kansas City area there. You've got the Omaha area. You've got the St. Louis area.
Cruz says while many assume the utilities can just buy power off the grid, that won't work if all the plants up and down the river are forced to cut back production.
When you start to talk to them about, well, if you couldn't buy power from another reliability region because it was already being sourced for this purpose, they'll look at you and say, well, you know, we always assume that we can buy unlimited power from other regions.
Cruz predicts a significant rise in electric bill rates in the next couple of years to cover the cost of buying what power off the grid they can find. South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds believes if all of the states agree to his plan to hold back water before the river drops any further, then the Army Corps will have no choice. Rounds says reaching a consensus is a better option than taking the issue to court, but he isn't ruling that out. For NPR News, I'm Kara Hetland in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.